This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A heartfelt welcome to each of you from the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of today's sermon will follow our program. If you enjoyed today's program, please join us at this same time every Sunday for worship with us.
The Christian life is often filled with mysteries. How do you handle these mysteries? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you that you have revealed to us that when this day is over, then through faith in Christ, we can live with you in the kingdom of heaven. There we thank you that there will be no sorrow, no suffering, no death, and we shall see you face to face. Lord, we know that now we live and work only knowing in part what you have in store for us, but we thank you for that day when all things shall be revealed and we shall see you face to face. Amen.
I hear a woman say,
Living with my spouse is exciting. You never know what is going to happen next. Or you hear a man talking about his job, and he says, I love it. No 2 days have the same experiences. He likes diversity. Well, I would like to add a third to it today to make it relevant to our text, and that is the Christian's life is filled, and I mean filled, with mysteries. No one knew this better than the 12 disciples. I think when we talk about mysteries in the Christian sense of the word, we have to ask ourselves, especially if we have any contact with Christianity, how do we handle these mysteries that are found in our faith? Well, there are those who would say, I reject them. I believe only in the Christian faith what you can understand with your mind. And all I can say to you who take that position, you're cheating yourself. For Christianity has a mysterious foundation. But God is going to reveal the truths that are found in these mysteries, and they become the foundation of your life and mine. So to reject everything that is mysterious is certainly taking the heart out of the Christian faith. That Jesus died for my sins, that is a mystery. But to say I don't believe it because I can't comprehend it is taking the very core from what I do believe. The second way to handle these mysteries is way to the other side, and that is those people who claim Christ as their personal Savior say that, oh, there are these wonderful truths. One day I am going to be in heaven, and then I will have all these answers. But in the meantime, I can have some of these answers too. So this person is not willing to stop by saying there is a heavenly home. But she is going on to say that, you know how old you're going to be? That's right. You're going to be about 38. I had this experience not long ago. I said, interesting, tell me about it. Well, she said, you know, I read this in a book, and I think this man has a real insight into the mystery. That the peak physiologically, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if this is true, physiologically is somewhere around 38. From there on, you begin to decline in physical stature. So because there is no age or giving an age or whatever else there is in heaven, we have to believe that everybody is 38. So she was running around, and I was one of them, telling that's how old you're going to be. Now, this lady can have a lot of fun with that. She can believe it herself if she wants to. She can share it with others and get reactions like she got from me. Just don't tell it as a divine truth. It's still a mystery. I like the way that the disciples handled the mysteries that God brought to them. They lived with these mysteries. Within them, there were great truths, and they had experienced that. So they didn't want to throw them away. They didn't want these mysteries to say something that they actually did not say, because they believed that God was going to reveal to them exactly what he was saying, but not necessarily at the present time. So let's take a look at how the disciples dealt with those mysterious days between Easter and Pentecost. That's 50 days. On Easter, they became convinced that Jesus was alive. But there was a period of time when this was a complete mystery. They didn't know what he meant. For example, one day at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus said that he was going to go up to Jerusalem, There he was going to suffer many things at the hand of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter, hearing this, said, "This shall never happen to you, Lord." That's the way he handled it. He was going to toss the mystery out. Jesus is not going to have to suffer and die at the hands of these pure people, many of them not too smart, and many of them not too good. I'll take care of that. But when Peter stood in the courtyard one night, and the rooster crowed 3 times, he knew that Jesus was suffering. And he knew that he was in the courts of the elders and the chief priests and the teachers of the law. And they were not going to quit until they saw that he was killed. And he saw, perhaps from afar, but he saw his Savior one day hanging on that cross. And he knew that Jesus was going to die. But now what would happen? And on the third day, he would be raised again. And on that third day, the ladies came to him and said, "We have just been out to the tomb, and our Lord Jesus has been raised." And the veil began to come off the truth. What Jesus was talking about, he would come forth, he would have a new body, he would be the risen Lord and the conqueror of sin, death, and the devil. That evening, Easter evening, they were all assembled in a room. And who stood before them but Jesus Christ himself? He showed them his hands, those nail-pierced hands. He showed them his side where the sword had gone in. "Now do you understand?" For you see, the mystery had been unveiled. And now they knew that they had a resurrected Lord. That's what you can call living with the mysteries. But what was going to happen from here on? Well, during the course of the days that they had walked with him over the shores of Galilee and into Judea, they had heard him make statements like this, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." And you know the way. Thomas finally threw up his hands in despair and he said, "This mystery is getting to me, Lord. I don't know where you're going. How can I know the way? Where are you going?" But thank God Thomas didn't throw it overboard and say, "If it doesn't meet my standards of intelligence, I'm not going to accept it." Nor did he build some fancy little doctrine of his own that he ran around telling people about. But he waited. Jesus Christ, who had said that he had gone to prepare a place for Thomas and Martha and all the rest, in his good time, would tell them what he meant. Another time, perhaps prior to this last one where he was going to prepare a place for them, Jesus uttered these words, "My little children, I will be with you only a little longer. But where I am going, you cannot come." Peter asked, "Where are you going?" And Jesus answered, "I am going, and you cannot come and follow me now, but you will follow me later." Peter didn't believe that. He said, "I'm going to defend you. If I'm the last one of the crowd, I will not let you down. No, sir, I will not." There was mystery, mystery. And I'm sure that night when Peter put his head on the pillow, if he had one, he was wondering, where is he going that we can't come with him? But one day he realized, for there's just a little inkling of it in Scripture, written by St. John in the book of Revelation, that Peter would be martyred. And after he had died, he would see Jesus. And that's what Jesus meant on that day. You can't go with me now. I'm going ahead of you. You get another 25, 30 years here, Peter. But the day will come that because you love me as much as you said, and more, you give your life for me. See, that's the truth. It was veiled in mystery. You couldn't understand it then. But now you can. For I am the resurrected and the risen Lord, and you are going to live with me forever. There is a tremendous mystery around the heavenly home. Listen to these words of St. John from the book of Revelation, beginning with the fourth verse in the 21st chapter. When I read it, I rejoice with it. I believe it with all my heart. But I have to admit, I don't understand very much of it. The truth here, the truth that is being taught in this scripture passage, still is veiled in mystery for many of us. Let me read it. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I can understand that. That when I get to heaven, there's going to be no crying. Won't that be wonderful? There'll be no more death. That's gone. No more sitting around in the hospital waiting for that last breath to be drawn. There'll be no more mourning, heavy hearts because someone has gone astray. You won't cry anymore. There will not be any pain. For that old order, that's a part of what we are in here, the old order, will have passed away. And then he who was seated on the throne said, and this is Jesus, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, who wants to know what the meaning is of all of these mysteries, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be mine, my son, forever. Now I have a peek into heaven. I can not only say, my Lord has told me there is a heavenly home and I'm going to receive you there, but I've learned a few things in these words that I've read to you again today. But there is a mystery there, isn't there? It's a mystery that we certainly do not want to reject. For when we reject the mystery, we throw out the blessed teaching. For one day, by grace, we will understand what he was saying. We don't want to interpret the mystery and declare them basic truths. Maybe some of the things that we think are truth will not be truth at all. Be far greater than what we imagine it to be. But we want to live with the mystery and let God reveal the basic truths that are clouded there while we are on this earth. But when Jesus comes to receive us into the heavenly home, all things will be made new, for he will be there with us. Now, there are a lot of mysteries. But let us not stop on this note. While there are a lot of mysteries pertaining to the heavenly home, there are many things that are clear. They are true. And we live with these truths. To be repetitious, yes, there is a heavenly home. There is a heavenly home. There is also a hell. And whether I have the assurance that I'm going to heaven or will end in hell makes a tremendous difference on what life is like for me during these 70 years on this planet Earth. If this is the end of it all, I think there isn't too much to it. But there is a lot more to life than acquiring a mansion and acquiring millions of dollars and acquiring all kinds of degrees and having a host of friends. There's a lot more to it than that. There is a home in heaven, and I know the way. For Jesus has not veiled that great truth. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And the early disciples must have had trouble with that too. But when the Holy Spirit got done with them on Pentecost, which is soon coming, then they knew Jesus is the only way. And when they were forbidden to tell that to the people of Jerusalem, Peter and John simply said, "There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ, and we must proclaim that while we are here." The way to heaven is clear. It is through faith in Christ. Remember that. And enjoy the excitement of knowing what it's going to be like. Oh, you look at these people, and I live among them at our age, who are dying. And you realize that the longest it can't be, it's got to be your turn. And then you wonder, what will it really be like? No sorrow, no suffering, no death, no intensive care ward, no bypass surgeries, no radiation. All of these things, they have all passed away. That's my heavenly home. Still partially veiled, to be sure, but nevertheless true. True, because Jesus Christ has said so. While we are on this earth, we are pilgrims, sojourners. We have nay here no permanent address. For in Christ Jesus, if you're his, your home is within the heavenly habitation in heaven. No other address needed. Amen.
Thank you.
pray with me? God in heaven, we thank you for that glorious message, that we are simply temporary citizens of this world. May that be the comfort of those who this very day live with suffering and pain. May this be the hope that your church gives to them now, based on the word of God, veiled in part to be sure, but within it a great kernel of truth that shall be theirs, unfolding every day until we see the glory of God in heaven above. O God, may that be our truths as we walk on this earth, as we go to our work, as we go to our play, to remember that no matter how much we may enjoy the work or how glorious the play may be, it is only for a little time. And then we leave this world, the old world, and come to that new place where Jesus is our constant companion. God, for that message, we thank you. And we pray that it may cause many people to want to know more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message has brought you spiritual nourishment for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry entirely funded by our generous listeners. Some listeners have chosen to support Christian Crusaders by including this ministry in their estate planning. Leaving a final gift to Christian Crusaders means you help spread the good news of Jesus Christ to thousands of listeners across the country for years to come, even after your time on earth has passed. To find out more about how to remember Christian Crusaders in your estate planning, please call us toll-free at 1-888-693-2484. Please direct all gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Christian Crusaders is pleased to offer a series of sermons on DVD video by our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. This series, entitled Basic Biblical Truths, features five original sermons, each 20 minutes in length, perfect for gifts, pulpit supply, and a small group or individual use. The DVDs are available for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 each for the complete set. Please call or visit our website to order and add these Christian Crusader sermons to your personal collection today. If you would like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.